You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We thought the NFL draft was going to be everything, and it was quite a lot, but even more with Aaron Rodgers now wanting out of Green Bay. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. That is where we are headed right now to welcome in the man who is working almost as hard as Bart is right now. And that is Mike Tannenbaum, our GM. They, of course, worked together last night. Awesome job on all the coverage on ESPN Radio of the draft. Mike, just tremendous job last night with you and Bart. I can't get enough of it. And I'm just curious, when you're a GM and you're on the phone and you have a chance to get a Hall of Fame quarterback, what are you doing to try to make that happen?
I'm not getting off the phone. Same approach we got used to get Bart from Baltimore. You know, franchise linebackers, franchise quarterbacks. I know they're just as expensive, Chris. So, you know, in all seriousness, we're you try to get on the phone and you don't try to get off, and you just work really, really hard. And when you have those unique opportunities, like we did a generation ago with Brett Favre, we use a very similar approach, and fortunately, that worked out.
Well, let's go on the flip side. If you're Green Bay, how do you repair the relationship? How do you mend the relationship?
That's very, very difficult, Bart. I think what they should have done is probably told them ahead of time, like, hey, look, this is what we're thinking and why. And obviously they didn't do that. And now I think you have to go see them and be a great listener and figure out, you know, what can you do to try to repair things?
You know, Mike, we listened earlier to Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, basically admit publicly we didn't do a good job with that, but at the same time digging his heels in that we're not trading him. I can't imagine a scenario with the leverage that a guy like Aaron Rodgers is going to possess here that he's not going to get what he wants at the end of the day. Can that possibly happen?
Well, you know, again, I would work really hard, Chris, to see if I could fix things. And then you get into the discussions, much like I had with Green Bay when we traded for Favre, which was, hey, we're not trading Brett to the NFC. He wants to go to Minnesota. We're not letting him go there. And that turned out to be an opportunity for us at the Jets at the time. And I think if it ever gets down the road to they can't work things out, and hopefully they can, but if for whatever reason they can't, then I would fully expect Green Bay, you know, 2 decades later, saying something very similar, which is, hey, if we're going to trade, you're going to go to the AFC.
Hey, I remember last year we were doing a draft. This is our second time. Last time we were in the same building. You know, we were all socially distanced in our own homes. But I remember it was one pick, and you were so pissed that this team picked this guy. And you were so pissed off. Forget the linebacker where you said you couldn't disagree more with Fitzsimmons or whoever we were working with this year. When you look at this first-round draft yesterday, who are you looking at with the Arnold Drummond different strokes? What you talking about, Willis, pick, you know, from day one?
You see what I get to deal with for another 5 hours tonight?
Yeah, I did it for 2 years, so.
You know, Bart, like to me, and we talked about this a little bit last night, was I loved the Giants trade, loved it. Didn't like it, loved it. I really didn't like the player, and the more I think about it, here's why. I really like Darius Slayton. I really like Evan Ingram as a pass receiver. You just signed Kenny Golladay to a massive contract. You know that Nate Solder's very close to the end if he's not there. You need a pass rusher. Quiddy Pay is there. There's a lot of
Darisaw was there.
We talked about, yeah, absolutely, Christian Darisaw, amongst others. And there's a lot of receivers. So I just felt like it wasn't – while I think Tony's a good player, I don't have a problem with that. I just thought there was a better use of draft capital.
I always count on the Raiders going Raider. And yesterday they went Raider. Alex Leatherwood. I'm like, what are you talking about? Where did you have him rated on your board?
Yeah, he was down quite a ways for me. And I think, again, you look at them, they lost Trent Brown, Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson. They needed a starting tackle. Again, Darrisaw was there. And to me, Leatherwood was disappointing as a tackle. He was more of a guard. And if you really like Leatherwood, you could have traded back. Or he may be there. He may have been there in the second round.
ESPN NFL front office insider and a big part of ESPN Radio's coverage of the NFL draft. Mike Tannenbaum joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike, what did you make from a GM's perspective of the Bears trade to get Justin Fields from the Bears' perspective?
I liked it. You know, it's really amazing. They may be in the best position of anybody right now in the NFC North. It's remarkable to say that, but he may very well turn out to be better than Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, and Jared Goff. So it's amazing what 24 hours can do in the NFL. So I think he's a good player. I think he's way better than Foles or Dalton. I think it's not going to take very long for him to surpass those guys. And I would fully expect him to be the starter real soon.
I love how you just omitted Aaron Rodgers, the MVP. Like you're saying, this is a marriage.
They can't
go to marriage counseling. You know, but looking at day two, you know, I was shocked that it was not one safety taken off the board. You know, who's your favorite guy? Who's that player that we should look for early in round two that can, you know, that has first round talent?
Trayvon Morgue from TCU, really solid safety, good range. Ironically, you know, Dallas needs help in the secondary. He's right there in TCU. That's a good fit right there. I think Jacksonville's sitting there at the top of the second round. By the time you're back from eating your appetizers while the rest of us are covering the top of round two,
he'll be off the board.
Yeah. I don't know if Jason, Peter, you know, Amanda are listening, but that's good to give them a heads up. I wonder if they'll waive the fine because it's Friday night.
Mike Tannenbaum, our front office insider, joining us on Bart and Hahn. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn. Bart, the Jets move to trade up from 23 to 14 to get Elijah Vera Tucker, but they paid a steep price with 2/3. What was your evaluation of it?
Yeah, I liked it. You know, anytime you get a solid, high-character, productive offensive lineman, sign me up. You had Mekhi Becton, you slide this guy in at left guard, and you know, you're 40% to where you need to be. And again, nothing else matters for these young quarterbacks. If you can't protect them, it just doesn't matter. So thought that was maybe paid a little bit of a higher price, but you know, no one's gonna look back if this guy turns out to be a frontline starter and quibble that, hey, you should have given a fourth instead of a third.
If you're the Jets tonight and you have the second pick of the second round, is there somebody that jumps out to you right away that you would go get, or do you look to trade back and get more picks?
You know, Bart mentioned this player last night, Javonte Williams, dynamic running back. He's probably just a very small tick below guys like Najee Harris and Travis Etienne, who both went last night. So I think this is a really explosive player, good out of the backfield. Jets could certainly use a running back. You know, obviously on the other side of the ball, we know they need another pass rusher. Azeez Ojulari from Georgia is another player I think they're would be targeting.
Well, Mike, put in the app order right now, because if you don't, Bart's going to be grabbing it from you. That's for sure.
I'm gonna need some power balls, man. I'm need some power balls. Mike was doing late snack runs last night.
Anything?
Yeah, we were hanging in there, but it's been a lot of fun, and look forward to more laughs and talking some football tonight as well.
Do you expect, before we let you go, any surprises tonight in terms of deals that are made for second and third round?
You know, what's interesting to me is, like, who's the Jets' number two quarterback? You know, could there be a veteran that gets part of this trade? Is Davis Mills in the mix here?
Nick Foles.
A very talented but injured quarterback from Stanford. I think that's where the intrigue is for me.
Wow, drafting a second quarterback to be the backup. Interesting.
Ah, yeah, sounds like
it's been done before. RG3 and Kirk Cousins.
Yep, Absolutely. Mike, awesome stuff. Godspeed tonight with Bart.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Mike Tannenbaum, our front office insider, joining us via the Goodyear hotline and bringing us the Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Let's hit the calls at 888-729-3776, 888-729-ESPN. We go to Donovan in Virginia. Up first this hour on Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Donovan, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I wouldn't trade Derek Carr just because he's our franchise quarterback, but since Aaron Rodgers chose us, I got a scenario, man. We trade Derek Carr, we trade John Brown, and we trade Snead in the first round for him, man, because I'm not trying to face Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes four times just to win the division, man.
So you're saying you want to get him just so you don't have to face him over there in Denver. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't know if you have enough compensation. It's going to cost you at least your next two first-round draft picks and some players. And I don't know if you have the players that Green Bay may want.
As far as the picks, the Raiders and the Broncos have the picks in the next couple of drafts to try to go and get something done. And I understand that we're talking
about two and a player? Is that what we're thinking? The
I would think.
Rogers, two and a player?
But here's my problem, okay? If you're the Packers, how much leverage are you going to have here?
Yeah.
I honestly think that if you got a couple of picks out of it, if you got a first and a second out of it, and maybe a player, I think you did a good job because he's going to determine what happens here. Even though he doesn't have a no trade, he's got the MVP no trade, yeah. And he's got $240 million in the bank for a no trade clause.
Yeah.
So you can just say, I'm walking away. You can do whatever you want. That's the deal. And I do not anticipate. I mean, let's be real about this, okay? You know who he is? He's Jake Shuttlesworth. He's Jesus Shuttlesworth. Because Jake Shuttlesworth, and he got game, is telling him, you got to get that hatred out of your heart, guy. And it does not appear that Aaron Rodgers gets that hatred out of his heart for anybody. Those grudges do not die.
It's an icebox where his heart used to be. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
I tell you what, this second round really is intriguing to me, and I want to get back to the calls because I want to see how they feel. But I'm telling you, like Atlanta back at number three, you know, can identify a lot of players. But also, listen, Houston is the gift that keeps on giving because Miami already has picked twice. They're picking again fourth from Houston. So they're going to be able to address the offensive line. We talk about the offensive lineman dropping. You know, you talk about Trevon Jenkins. You talk about the kid from Michigan. It's going to be some really good players, and I think it's going to be some more action in the second round, and guys are going to be trying to jump back into the second round to get some players that have fallen.
Baritone Jones in Queens next. He's on Bart Hahn on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Baritone, what do you got?
It's going to be a problem. Yes, no. Then, you know.
What?
Are you ordering pizza?
That's what I'm ordering. Because sometimes I'm like, but the thing is, I got excellent standards where I know ahead of time where I cancel. But some people, they don't know where they're going until they get to your location.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he's talking to somebody else. He doesn't hear. He's ordering an Uber.
Is he delivering for Amazon Prime?
Grubhub or something. I'll tell you what I'm hiring, though, by the way. Can't Wait Logistics is hiring down at Kearney, New Jersey.
Google it. Can't Wait Logistics. Let's hit George in California next, 98, on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. Hope you can hear me while I'm driving over here. I apologize.
Go ahead.
No, we can hear you. What you got?
All right, guys. Big fan of both you guys. I'm a Broncos fan. So last night, it's crazy 24 hours. Mark Schlereth came out and said that the Broncos had a deal for Aaron Rodgers. And even during his show, he had a show last night, a draft show, he had Aaron actually hit him up and ask him where he was getting this information from. Now, there was no absolute reason that the Broncos passed up on field on 9 to take Surtain, who's a great quarterback. I'm excited about that. If they weren't going to get Rodgers, there's no way you pass up on Fields. Like, they have to know something.
Well,
you just don't pass on a franchise quarterback.
I think you're wishing on a star. Yes, there's been reports that maybe Denver is a location that he would want to go to, the Raiders as well. But, you know, I don't think that they really had to address the cornerback position. You know, it was a desperate position, a need for them. They did trade for Teddy Bridgewater. So you have Teddy Bridgewater and you have Locke over there. So I don't know if you're going all in and bringing in Fields as well.
And remember, J.C. Horn went right before. So right. When you know that there are two top guys at the top of the draft and you have that desperate need, you have to go get that other one
right.
That is of that same quality. And for me, I was a little bit surprised that Horn went before. But if I'm Denver, I'm thrilled with the fact that he did because yeah. I think Surtain is better.
Well, I like Horn better. I think Horn got, you know, Surtain is really polished. I like that dog. I think they both are equally as talented, but, you know, one plays with a more of an edge. One is more, what do you call it, cerebral? You know what I mean? I'm trying to use my college words and stuff. You know, I got my thesaurus and stuff. You know what I mean?
So I got a degree in English. I barely know what it means.
Well, you know, so I think, you know, it was Dilla's choice. I think you can't go wrong either way. And I think Kayla Farley may end up being the best out of them, but, you know, this dude got COVID. He just can't catch a break. He opted out so he couldn't catch COVID, and then he caught COVID, and then he had two back surgeries. But they say the second one was just more of a cleanup. But that's to your point again. People don't know what the medicals are because you can't get your hands on these kids. So you got a lot of people dropping because you don't know what their medicals are.
Lee in South Carolina. Lee, what do you think about the Steelers quarterback situation?
Well, I thought they would have traded up and got Matt Jones before New England did. Yep. Seeing that he was the best quarterback left, I don't know why they didn't trade up to get him. But I just don't think Roethlisberger, if you watch the last seven games of last year, he was probably the worst quarterback in the league. And I don't understand why he still got a job. And I know they owed a lot of money, but
well,
I don't know what the long-term situation would be for that.
Well, we don't know what – this was a team that was 11-0. I mean, like – we act like, you know, they were stinking to join up, and he was just throwing the ball too much. And finally, now they have some balance because James Conner couldn't stay healthy. You know, it wasn't that he wasn't a good back. It's just that he could never stay healthy. So now you go get a guy like Najee Harris. When you think about the Pittsburgh Steelers, you think about pass rushers, defense, center, and you also think about, you know, running backs. So now you go get Najee Harris. Now you take a load off of an aging quarterback who can still put the ball up and make all the throws. Now, listen, Don't get it twisted. Now, what Ben isn't anymore is a guy that's willing to take the hits that he used to take because
he's ducking
right,
now.
Right, because he has kids and he's trying to see life and have quality of life after football. But please don't get it twisted. This is a guy that was still putting up hellified numbers. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was death by a thousand, you know, paper cuts. But every once in a while, the old man can still chuck it down the field.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's every once in a while right now. It is so hard to say goodbye to yesterday, you know, and that's what they're having trouble doing. The Najee Harris pick, I understand the knock on picking a running back in the first round. I didn't love it as a Steelers fan myself, but
yeah, but it's on
at least script. He's the best one.
It's on script, right? That's what the Steelers do, right? That's what the Steelers do.
Davis Mills, second round. Let's see it.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that. Or maybe Kyle Trask, who looks like Ben Roethlisberger, 240, big guy.
As long as I don't have to look at Mason Rudolph,
you still
we're good.
Got Dwayne Haskins, man.
I know.
Are you just giving up on him before he even gets a second shot?
I was probably the biggest Dwayne Haskins defender on the planet leading up to the draft. And he, like, I've never had somebody let me down as much as Dwayne Haskins has as a bust, other than maybe Markelle Fultz.
Well, it'd be calling me, man. It'd be calling me. And listen, he just had to have the strippers come over, man. That's just one bad decision. Losey doesn't compound it, right? Because we know that Tomlin will keep it real with him and let him know this is how we do things around here. Your name ain't Antonio Brown. Your name ain't Lev Bell. Your name ain't Ben. You can't get away with nothing.
Allen, Connecticut, on the Cowboys draft. Allen, Micah Parsons, are you in?
I believe so. I got a question for Bart, though, guys. Great show. Guys, this morning on DCR had me a little worried about Parsons here. Is this a great pick for the Cowboys? And then who do you see coming here in the second round?
Well, for me, I wasn't the biggest Parson fan. I see the athleticism. I see the ability to blitz. I see the ability to accelerate through holes when they open. What I didn't see is his ability to step in front of a lineman, take him on, and then shit, which he's going to have to do. My favorite linebacker here was Zaven Collins. I thought he was a stud. But, you know, you have to protect yourself because, you know, Jaylen Brown is making a lot of money. Jaylen Smith, I'm sorry, is making a lot of money. And he took a step back. Vander Esch has neck issues. Sean Lee isn't there anymore. So you had to kind of cover yourself once the corners were off the board.
at the same time with Parsons. I spoke to somebody that was on the staff a couple of years ago at Penn State in 2019 when he had his big year.
He loves himself.
That, but also this guy who is not this particular individual who is not prone to hyperbole in a positive way. In other words, he's not going to just pump up a guy to pump up a guy. Mm-hmm. And this is why I took it seriously. Called him the best college football player he's ever been on the field with. Now, having said that, but there also there are also character concerns with him that are very, very real. So he'll fit right in on the Cowboys.
Exactly. I wonder if they still got the house. They still got the house across the street.
I don't know.
Hey, Irv, give him the keys, baby.
There are questions I don't ask because I don't want the answer to them.
Him and Ezekiel Elliott. Puff, puff, pass, brother.
Still to come, we have plenty to hear from all the particulars in the draft. The biggest question leading in is, when exactly did it become Trey Lance over Mac Jones for the 49ers? The answer we will hear from the horse's mouth in moments on Bart and Han. First up, though, Bart, with a little message from our friends at HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. I bet we all miss a true, real break, not just endless downtime. I mean, a break that feels earned, a shortcut you give yourself that makes life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. And now that's how you'll feel with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle without sacrificing delicious meals. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. I think that's what that dude was doing, delivering some HelloFresh. That's promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. More of your calls and Chris and me, Randy, back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Well, people shocked that the 49ers did not go Mac Jones at 3. We get the rationale in a moment. Chris Carlin in for Alan Han. Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. ESPN Radio is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. It's about that time for audiophiles. Up first, Kyle Shanahan. Of course, the 49ers at the third pick took Trey Lance when it was widely assumed up until yesterday that they would take Mac Jones. So when did the change come?
It went back to January for us. We were trying to make this trade in January, and you know, I was trying to explain that you only can go off the film at that time. That's usually the most important thing to us, but that it's never done. Your job's never done only off the film. But just having January and going through that since our season ended, both of us in separate places talking, we knew we felt very good about two guys that we wanted, that we knew we'd be happy with our team wherever we got them. So we tried to decide where you had to go. And we knew we'd have to be pretty high. And if we did get there, we could do our due diligence and do a lot more than just the film. We could talk to all of them, get close with them. And Trey, just from the beginning with his tape, that's where we did fall in love with the most. And it was unfortunate for him not having a 2020 season, which, you know, that makes some uncertainty for people. But that's what we felt so good with, getting up where we did to where we could really spend this last month doing things that we never would have been able to do if we stayed at 12.
Hold on a second. Hold on. 2 days ago, it was, we're good with five guys.
Right.
Now, today, it's, we were good with two guys.
Right.
And that other guy would have been Zach Wilson that you were trying to get up to get. Now it was Trey Lance. Now, I totally buy that it was Trey Lance, considering that they did get the quarterback coach that they were comfortable with to kind of structure his last pro day.
Right. I mean, I thought that was an indication that, you know, they were considering him when they were able to get something that, you know, kind of like a lot of their concept and plays. But also, once I heard that they said that he was the smartest guy and how smart he was, I mean, that's the game changer right there. You're like, oh, you cute and you smart and you make your own money? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely bagging her. I'm definitely, well, I'm sorry, not bag. I'm going to marry her. You know what I mean? Definitely. You know, I mean, whenever you hear that, those type of characteristics about any player, and you already know the athleticism and the arm strength already matches up, and you are a narcissist like Kyle Shanahan saying, I'm the greatest quarterback developer ever, and you mean to tell me you're not going to take that raw piece of clay? I mean, I knew it was a no-brainer. That's why I picked it. And everybody in this room yesterday, they doubted me. They looked at me with that smug look in their eye. They thought, Bart, you were wrong. I was right.
Now, remember this. When they made this pick, it signaled to me, and I think to a lot of people, because it's pretty clear Trey Lance is not going to be ready to play early in year one, that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be their guy. And he even admitted as much last night, said he's going to be our starter. But, oh, by the way, he can't stay on the field. If you're Jimmy G, you can't feel great about that.
Right. I mean, Jimmy G better get ready, right? Because, well, if you're Trey Lance, you better get ready because Jimmy G hasn't been able to stay healthy. You know, I think he got hurt one time. He was the backup in New England. So some guys just can't stay healthy. I expect to see Trey Lance sometime later in the season, even if, Garoppolo is healthy.
See if you can change that lease to month to month.
Exactly.
Right now. Start packing the boxes.
Week to week.
Up next, Nick Sirianni, the Eagles' new coach, who has said plenty of things that have been wacky since he has been in Philadelphia, but now he chimes in on the Eagles trading up in front of the Giants to get Devonta Smith from Alabama.
Look at any offense that I've been a part of for the past, 8 years, we move our guys around all over the place. So to say he plays F in the slot, to say he plays the X, he plays the Z, yes, he'll play all those things, right? Because we move our guys around, the guys, how we want to get them the ball. And what I saw in Devontae was just a guy who can consistently win one-on-one, all right? You know, it's a little different with how he does it, all right? He does it with speed. He does it with quickness. He does it at the top of the route. He does it at the beginning of the route, off the line of scrimmage. I consistently saw him win one-on-one for some of those top corners in the SEC. And when you have a guy like that in your offense that can do that, it makes everybody else around him better.
Okay, it's great, great talent that he faces in the SEC, but I had one offensive evaluator tell me the other day, I'm not sure that he's going to get that kind of separation in the NFL. So when you've got a guy that's 6 foot, and I think primarily is an outside guy, what do you think?
You better put him in a slot. Somebody put them hands on him and bruise his sternum. You talk about a guy that's 166 pounds soaking wet. What is he going to do in a run game? Like, is he going to be a liability where you got to free release him outside and hope that, the guys are man-to-man? Because he can be a liability being able to try and stalk block a guy like Jalen Ramsey, a guy like Marlon Humphreys. That's what I want to see. That's what we're going to see if he's about. Marvin Harrison was able to do that, but Marvin Harrison was like 192. That's a big difference between 166 and 192 with grown men. Let's see if he can handle the physicality part of his job description.
And I can't believe we haven't brought this up yet. His Alabama teammate, Jalen Waddle, to me was the moment of the night when he got up.
Baby Migos.
But he got up when he was drafted, buttoned his coat, his entire entourage and family and whoever going nuts, and he just walked away from him as if to say, we're done.
Well, he cleaned it up, right? So, because, he's addressed it. He said that the cameras missed him talking to you people. Yeah, cameras don't miss nothing, man. You got out of there. That's your story. You sticking to it for real? All right.
Was that a little message being sent? Maybe. Just maybe.
I couldn't wait to be able to get rid of all y'all.
The move of the night, probably Ryan Pace, who moved up from number 20 to a number 11 pick with the Giants and gave up a first-round pick next season in order to draft Justin Fields. Here's the Bears GM.
We feel really fortunate to be able to get Justin, you know, in the area of the draft. We were able to select him. The excitement throughout our whole building, you can feel it as I walk down here tonight, what he's going to do for the future of our organization. There's so much, guys, that goes into this process, as you well know, but starting with Matt and our scouts and our coaches as we build into this moment and into tonight. But I think, you know, when we select a quarterback, the situation that that quarterback is coming into is critical. And I think we provide a great situation, as I kind of alluded to a couple of days ago, for that quarterback's development to happen. Matt has spoken to Andy Dalton tonight. That communication and clarity for us is really important. Andy is our starter, and we're going to have a really good plan in place to develop Justin and do what's best for our organization to win games.
Yeah, that tweet that the Bears put out a few weeks back with Andy Dalton in the picture saying QB1, might be QB none by the end of training camp.
It's going to be QB question mark at the end of
A lot of people have still had that question about Andy Dalton at this point.
At least did they give him the same consideration that they gave Aaron Rodgers? So Aaron Rodgers is really getting Andy Dalton treatment. They'll talk to him before the draft. They say, you know what, we'll talk to you after the draft. See, Aaron, you're getting treated like the Red
Rifle. I would not be shocked if they actually told Andy Dalton when he was signed, listen, we may be drafting a quarterback. But I wouldn't be shocked.
If I'm Nick Foles, I'm like, Philly. Like, yeah, take your ass back to Philly. I tell you what, and that's where he could be coming. Back to the East Coast. Come on, Nick. Joe Douglas has a place for you. Hold the jockstrap.
You want to see him start for the Jets in case Wilson is not ready to go?
I just don't want to put Wilson out there week one, week two. I think I need to see it, especially when there's no offseason program. They're only going to be coming for OTAs.
Right.
You know, I need my guy to be able to kind of work his way in. I don't want to ruin the kid already. He's kind of small already. I don't want to get him hit until he understands the speed of the game. And you learn that by watching from the sideline.
That is Audio Files. Up next, it is day two.
Day trois.
Bart Scott is part of our ESPN radio coverage of the NFL draft rounds 2 and 3 tonight. And he has got what you need to look for. But more importantly, the biggest players left on the board, and they're not always who you think with Bart. You're going to want to hear them next. Plus, calls at 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN on your team's draft. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. Bart's special picks for tonight. Get out your pens. Next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Rounds 2 and 3 tonight. Bart Scott's top players left on the board in moments. It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn. For our listeners on 98.7 ESPN in New York today at 4 o'clock Eastern on the Michael Kay Show, the newest quarterback of the New York Jets, Zach Wilson, will join the guys. Make sure you're locked in for that. ESPN Radio, presented by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Bartholomew Scandavious Scott.
Mascavious. I forgot I have my damn mask on. I forgot. Sometimes I forget me on TV.
There are plenty of talented players left on the board that you would have not expected to still be on the board for tonight and round two. Go.
If you're looking for a pass rusher, OZ Ojulari is definitely a guy that you want to keep your eye on. If you're looking for the best right tackle available, you want to go with Tevin Jenkins. maybe Jalen Mayfield. And if you want to go get you a show enough playmaker, you can go out there and get Rondell Moore, my favorite player. Looks like a little mini Percy Harvin. You talk about 4'2", 40. 42-inch vertical, and in his junior year, a couple years ago, 2018, 1,258 yards receiving. Baller alert! And then if you want to go out and you want to address some offensive line help in the inside, you got Wyatt Davis, a.k.a. who's his Adidas? Who's his dad from the program? Alvin Mack!
Alvin Mack!
I told him that, Adidas. That's all I need to know, how to sign my name on an NFL contract. Well, he's available. At least his namesake.
He was taking those $100 handshakes.
Exactly. Trey Smith is there, and
wearing those scarlet, whatever they were, those garnet blazers at the party after the game.
And listen, the number one safety, not one safety taken. You heard Uncle TB talk about a Morgie Rig, whatever, from TCU, and my favorite player of all the draft. Andre Sisco is available from Syracuse. My favorite player had an ACL surgery in 2020, but the kid has 7 interceptions. This guy's a show-enough Lato stud.
Okay. Explain this, because this is not a name that people have talked about, but there is one thing in particular about him that you really love.
He reminds me of when my mom used to say, baby, sometimes I can't see you, but I can hear you. It's a sound when he snack, crackle, pop them necks and them little chumps come across the middle. He's a physical, very physical safety at 6'1", 216. But you said, hey, man, you're just a thumper. You're just a glorified linebacker. No, the kid has 13 career INTs. He's a baller, man. Remind me of them old Miami safeties. I ain't going to dare be blasphemous and talk about Sean Taylor, but I'm telling you what, Ed Reezy, I can see a little bit. I can see a little.
He
ain't pigeon-toe like him, but I tell you what, he reminds me of his playmaking ability and that snack, crackle, pop. Yeah, I said it. 2 tears in a bucket. Chuck it.
Ed Reed?
Hey, man, listen, I just love the kid, man.
I understand. And I understand the sound you're talking about. Let's hit it. Calls, get him in. Your team in the draft last night, Dave in Texas. Dave, the Cowboys, your thoughts, go.
Value within those picks.
All right, good talk, Dave. How about Greg in Chicago? He is up next.
Yeah, way to go.
Johnny, I'm Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, how's it going? I'm a little upset that the Bears traded up for Fields. Not that he's a bad player by any means, but I don't think they had to. Looked like Jones was going to go to New England regardless, just because the way it shook out. And we didn't have to trade up for Fields. Nobody else needed a quarterback.
Pittsburgh could have traded up. You can't just look at the people who are in front of you
Washington.
That you think don't need a quarterback. There are teams that can move up in front because they think you might take them. That's what you got to think about.
And you had also said that the Bears are probably going to stink this year, which I totally agree.
No, the Bears are going to be good, man. They're going against Jordan Love. This is a playoff team of last year. They got Coleman coming back. You got Coleman coming back. You got a great defense. Like, in the draft, come on, man. Like, listen. I'm from Detroit. You think you know what pain is? You don't know what pain is. When is the last time the Lions ever won? Barry Sanders is the last time they won a playoff game. They won one playoff game since I've been alive.
Bears going to stink this year. Tune in to an NL battle tomorrow night as the Brewers host the Dodgers. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN app. And if you missed any portion of the show, you can always find both hours of Barton Hahn posted daily as a podcast, available wherever you listen to podcasts. All the coverage begins tonight, ESPN at 7, ESPN Radio at 6 with Bart.
Holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.